The last thing we want to talk about in terms of blood pressure is something associated with blood vessels, really with arterioles, and it's called blood vessel resistance. What resistance really is its friction. So if you imagine blood flowing through a blood vessel, in the center of the blood vessel there's very little friction. The blood flows quite smoothly, but as the blood rubs up against the wall of the blood vessel, that is where it's going to meet friction, and that's going to create resistance. And the more resistance you have, the greater the blood pressure. So really, if you increase resistance, you're going to increase blood pressure. There are various ways of altering resistance, and one is going to be the diameter of the blood vessels, in particular the diameter of the arterioles. Another way is by altering blood viscosity, and the third way is altering the length of your blood vessels. Well, really, as adults, you don't alter the length of your blood vessels very much unless you, say, put on a huge amount of weight and grow a whole load of new blood vessels. And if you're normal and healthy, the viscosity, the thickness of your blood should not really alter very much either. So really, on a second-to-second basis or a moment-to-moment basis, the way you have of altering your resistance, which is really blood vessel diameter, is the most important mechanism. So what we're going to do now is we're going to look at the different ways that we can alter blood vessel diameter. So this is what you'd use on a sort of second-to-second basis. And some of those things you should already be familiar with, because we've talked about them. But basically, you've got two ways of altering blood vessel diameter. You can either vasoconstrict, which means your blood vessel diameter has decreased. And if the blood vessel diameter decreases, that's going to give you more friction, more resistance, and increased blood pressure. Or you can vasodilate. That means the blood vessel diameter has increased, less resistance, okay, less friction, less blood pressure. So let's start off by looking at ways of vasoconstricting. And I think you should be familiar with the most familiar way of vasoconstricting. The most important mechanism is using your sympathetic nervous system, which produces norepinephrine, which binds onto alpha receptors, and that causes vasoconstriction. There are also various hormones you can use to vasoconstrict. You've got norepinephrine and epinephrine, which are powerful vasoconstrictors. And then if we think back about our hormones which affected blood volume, we've also got two of those which are going to be powerful vasoconstrictors. One is antidiuretic hormone, and the other is the angiotensinogen, which we needed for part of the release mechanism for aldosterone. So let's think about what those hormones were doing. Both aldosterone and antidiuretic hormone were trying to increase blood volume, which is increasing blood pressure, so therefore they should be vasoconstrictors. And then if we think about ways of vasodilating blood vessels, we're really talking about, in terms of hormones, our atrial natriuretic peptide, because if you remember, that wanted to decrease blood volume, which therefore means you want to decrease blood pressure, so you'd want to be a vasodilator. And if you remember, the parasympathetic does not have any effect on blood vessel diameter, at least not very often. So you might be asking, well then, how do I vasodilate if I want to decrease my blood pressure? And really, you could just turn off your sympathetic nervous system.